Allow yourself to find a relaxed position where you can close your eyes and sink into the rhythm of your breath. You notice the way the air moves in and out of your nostrils, softly sinking further into that rhythm. Resting here and knowing that your body is safe. You witness yourself standing and walking towards a starlit veil-like curtain. You part the veil and walk through it. The night is dark. You wait for a moment, allowing time for your eyes to adjust to the darkness. The cave becomes clear, and you can see the womb-like entrance before you, but no further. You know you have to step through the opening to receive the sign, and that is why you are here. You take a deep breath in and feel all of your ancestors behind you, supporting you. You exhale and cross through the threshold. Suddenly, you can see. The cave lining is filled with stars, shining their light on the winding path before you. You know intuitively that it is a labyrinth and that you must walk to its center. There is a voice speaking, and you recognize it as your own. She tells you that you must release what you have been taught to fear of the underworld, your inner world. You must let go of these old belief patterns and trust your inherent wisdom. It is time, she says, and you are ready. You step into the labyrinth and feel the weight of old stories falling away from you, stories that never belonged to you in the first place. Your feet connect to the path, and you know the way. Tears fall from your cheeks as you begin to remember with each step you take. As you near the center of the labyrinth, you see an old woman, wizened and beautiful. She looks up at you and you recognize yourself in her eyes. She sits in a circle of fire, and in front of her is a large, black bowl full of water. The light of the flames and the stars reflect off the surface of the black water. She beckons you forward, and you walk through the flames. Do you know who I am? She asks. Yes, you answer. She is your wisdom self, the deep knower of you who resides in the dark. She smiles and tells you to look into the water, to soften your gaze, and to see what messages the dark has to offer you at this time. As your eyes rest on the black water, an image begins to unfold, becoming clearer and clearer. When you have fully received the vision, you look up at the wise woman, but she is no longer there, and you know that she never was, and also that she always was, because she is you. You turn around and pass through the fires of transformation. You make your way out of the labyrinth, carrying with you all of your wisdom self and the seeds of your vision. You step out of the cave of stars and into the night. You take a deep breath, pass through the veil, open your eyes, and see.